In this episode of the variety show, Christmas Really.
We've had enough.
And yep, we've had enough. I think it's shit. I don't like it.
Even more Christmas.
Thank God someone knocked Cliff Richard off the top. No, because that was getting...
Good old Biff.
Oh, we love a bit of Biff Pilchard.
It was Rob's birthday.
18 plus.
Yes. So you can insert it.
That would break apart, wouldn't it, if you put that in?
Aldi versus Angel Delight.
Why are you laughing at me, you bethen?
I took a reasonable spoon, and I've just gone and looked at how much he fucking took.
Do you remember his back?
That was so loud.
Oh, my ear.
Why was that so loud?
Should it have stayed in the 90s?
Musically, not the most talented. Particularly when it comes to singing. I reckon you and I could record this much better.
Go and give us a listen.
Welcome back to the Variety Show podcast with me, Tom.
And not Tom.
Yeah, he's gone back to being a knob, everyone. Well done, Robert. It's Robert's birthday tomorrow, which is 6 days ago by the time this is released. Look, numbers, people.
Wow, well done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got a headache now. And it's his birthday episode, and we've got lots of packed in. We've even got birthday food. We've got Angel Delight later.
Yay.
Because it's his birthday. But we've got quite a lot going on. Right, two things for the intro. What do you want to do? Do you want to hear our new challenge, which I've come up with in the past week? Or do you want to hear my, I'm not too sure if Fall Out Boy should have done what they've done?
Is the Fall Out Boy, they've remade a song, right?
Oh, they've remade that, a song, yeah. And it's a song that we like.
Yeah, let's talk about that first.
Okay, so Fall Out Boy have released a Spotify single, which confused me first. Why can't I find it on Apple Music?
It's covers, right, I think.
It's Spotify from the Muppet singles. Christmas Carol.
I haven't listened to the whole thing,
and I'm
just
sorry.
The TikTok advert.
Yeah, I mean, ladies and gents, we're going to very, very quickly play a little bit of it now, so you can hear it. Obviously not too much because we will get copyright struck, so head over to Spotify, look up Fall Out Boy, and you will find It Feels Like Christmas, which is the song sung by the Ghosts and the other people that join in. Best song of the film, in my opinion. And when you say what's
about the ghost? No, it's at the beginning, isn't it? Where they're walking around.
Yeah, the Ghosts of Christmas Past are singing it, and then everyone else is singing it along because it's going, look at what happened in the past, and then everyone's singing it. Anyway, if you ask anyone, this is my opinion anyway, if you ask anyone, Muppet Christmas Carol, what song do you think of? That is one of the top songs, if not the top song. So without blowing our eardrums, I'm going to lower it a little bit more because we know what this is like. Oh, Marley and Marley, good choice. Untitled Shit Show. That's a little reference that you'll need to go and find out for yourself.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true, wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. A cup of kindness that we share with another. A sweet reunion with a friend or a brother. In all the places you
And for the rest of the world, you won't be hearing it anymore. But we're going to carry on listening to it, and then we'll give you our fill-in.
Had enough.
And yep, we've had enough. I think it's shit. I don't like it. I love the original song, so why would you ruin it? And if I'm honest, I don't think Fall Out Boy, when it comes to kind of punk covers, if I think of anyone for punk covers at the moment, shit, I can't think of their name. Oh no. Oh, I listen to them on bloody music all the time. And
Green Day?
No, there's a punk cover group on TikTok that I discovered.
DJ Luck and MC Neat. Oh, no, shit.
No, that's Garage. Oh, no. Oh, this is really
you can pause it or you're going to have to edit this.
No. I'm not going to have to. It's Punk Rock Factory.
Okay.
They are a brilliant Welsh band. And if you think kind of covers, they are brilliant. They do They do a punk ska version of the Arthur theme tune.
Oh, cool.
Fucking brilliant. Anyway, Fall Out Boy, you suck for that.
I don't mind Fall Out Boy, but not that. It's too fast, too much going on.
Too fast, too nasally, not Christmassy at all.
No.
Anyway, enough Christmas talk. for the Christmas episode then. So new challenge. We've had the music challenge. We're not going to talk about numbers because they're all below 10, and your song wasn't allowed on TikTok because they think you stole it.
I know that. I'm so furious about that. I made every single fucking thing in there.
Wait for it. You make everything in there except for the people saying the Star Trek phrases.
Yeah.
If I go onto TikTok now, I can pretty much watch an entire film by flicking through channels going, oh yes, yes, we've got 3 minutes of the film. Now we've got the next 3 minutes of the film.
Yeah.
I've watched the whole film. Mm. They're such wankers. Anyway, very low number. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Great fun. Wouldn't change it for the world. New challenge then. The Christmas episode, you need to bring your results for this challenge. We are going to be doing a charity challenge. Mm-hmm. We are going to be raising money for the Samaritans, which is in line with what Odd Trots does. Go and look up Odd Trots. He's got a 24-hour stream that's just gone, I'm afraid, so you will have missed it by the time you're listening to this. Go and follow it anyway and donate. Absolutely worthwhile. Our challenge, we have to make a piece of art.
Okay.
And sell it on eBay. And the money from that sale on eBay is going to go to the Samaritans.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
It doesn't even matter if it's only a tenner. Charity begins at home. Any money is good money for charity. So, yep. It can be anything. Well, you could be a canvas. You could do a bit of clay work.
Oh, no, fuck this. I'm doing a canvas.
I'm doing a naked body canvas where I'm naked and pressing my body up against it. And oh, yes.
Wait, oh, no. We're seriously talking more about Christmas. Come on, boys. It's not even been Halloween yet.
So moving away from Christmas, we're now going to talk about Advent 2025. Right, Advent is coming. It's round the corner. If you think about it, by the time this episode has come out, we are a week away from the end of August. In fact, we're only a few days away from the end of August, which means there's 1 month until the really cheap chocolate Advent calendars come out of everyone's cupboards and the children August. Are disappointed. October, sorry. Yeah.
No. I was sat here for a moment then thinking, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? No,
sorry, I'm completely... obviously, Christmas has been in the range since August. So... November passes, everyone gets their advent calendars out, and then they get ready for that 1st of December when me and you start the very rapidly recorded advent because we we're going to do it before the time, and we don't.
We never do.
This year's advent. So last year we did songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank God someone knocked Cliff Richard off the top because that was getting...
Good old Biff.
Oh, we love a bit of Biff Pilchard, but still, this year we're doing movies.
Yep.
So, I need some help on this. So, I've got a list of movies from 1984 up to whatever date that is, 2009? Whatever it works out at. Anyway, I've got 25 films in order, and they are the top film of the December of that year.
Okay.
Okay? What we are going to judge is, was it Christmassy?
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll have a little quiz where you've got to see if you can guess, was the gross take of the film higher or lower than the year before?
Okay.
And then we'll also look at notable films of that year that didn't make it to the top spot. So that's what we're planning on doing. But what I need to know from you, shall we randomly choose the films out of a hat like we normally do? Or...
We're randomly choosing, that's fun.
We're going to have 25 days where by day 10 we're bored of coming up with different ways of saying about my furry hole.
yeah
fair enough.
Maybe I'll pre-prepare them.
You're going, I've done all the bloody work for this one, so you can pre-prepare my whole words.
Happy birthday, Robert. May the day you exploded out of your mother's womb be celebrated with coloured paper, hats, and presents. Don't forget the cake. God damn, I love cake.
Happy birthday, Rob. I've just made sure I got him just as a yawn.
Yeah, I yawned
there.
Right when you pressed record then. Thanks.
We've got presents for you because we are that sort of loving podcast where actually we're friends that give each other things.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about things like that because that's immediately
things.
Someone's come to mind saying crabs in the clap.
Yeah.
Once, okay? Once.
I give him the clap one time and now I'm the clap man.
Jesus. Anyway, I better kind of... No, I'm not even going there. Right. I've got presents for you and you have been sent a present by the patron saint.
Oh, very good.
Now, I may have told the patron saint accidentally that I thought you were 39 this year, not 40. Sorry.
So it's going to be 39 related
things. It's because obviously you're the same school year as Jem.
Yeah.
So I assumed you were the same age as Jem, who's 40 next year. Yes, next year. Oh, God, I'm fucked, aren't I?
In the same school year.
So you're in the same... This is what I'm getting. Same school year, different birth year. Fine. Okay. So, I've just got the instructions to give you the box.
I like, by the way, how I'm about to turn 14. We're still talking about what years we were at school.
Oh, yeah.
As a metric for how old people are.
Oh, 100%. I still do it too. You never move away from it, do you?
Yeah.
And it's still like...
So you would have been the year above me, is what I'm saying.
You're a year above me, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's funny. You're absolutely right. That is 100% the metrics people still use. But you want to get to your present, surely. Yeah?
I can see them.
Okay. Come and get your first present. I could throw
No, don't throw them. Am I getting that one on top?
Yep. The top parcel box one is yours. And this has come from... It's not heavy. There you go, Karen. That's what he said. It's very light.
Well, no, I was expecting it to be heavy because it's an absolutely massive box.
It is in a massive parcel box.
Pucker Post.
And that came all the way from Karen. And I honestly have no idea what's in there. She was very excited to send it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it is. So I'm going to press pause while you open the box and then we'll come back.
It's a hamster. There's no air holes. Oh my God.
Oh no.
No.
Do you remember the Grand Theft Auto adverts? The first time you heard the Grand Theft Auto 3 adverts?
No.
Oh my God. They were brilliant.
I probably would know them if I watched them.
Baby in a box. If your baby arrives dead, please return it. We'll send you a new one.
Oh, that's gross.
There were so many good jokes in there. So many good radio jokes, right? He's opening his birthday card.
Let's go right the card. It's a picture of a man sat on the toilet and it says another year closer to your balls touching the water.
Nice, nice. I'm glad that she's gone for a funny card as well.
Let's say to Rob, wishing you a very happy birthday. Enjoy the end of your 30s. I mean, that's still true anyway.
Yeah, yeah, you are still enjoying your 30s.
Lots of love. Karen and Adam.
And I've got to say, splashback is a terrifying thing.
Yeah. You're taking a big dump too and it goes up your ass.
Yeah, but I treat that just like it's one of those posh bidets you get in the toilet.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, he's struggling. He's got a knot to undo.
I've been met with
now.
A knot.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
This makes great podcast audio content.
I'm in. This is a bag, by the way.
It is a bag.
Oh, I can't get the thing that's in the bag out of the bag. It's a thing that is bubble wrapped.
Ooh, yes, it's bubble wrapped. Oh, wow. I'm very jealous.
I haven't seen what it is yet.
I've seen what the edge is. I am jealous.
Oh, look at this. Oh, my gosh.
So, Karen, I am expecting a present like this for my 42nd birthday, which is next year, 23rd of April, for those of you that need to know.
You know what?
I'm not jealous at all. Holy moly.
This is fucking cool. Sorry, everyone. Okay, so it is Micro Machines, and it is Star Trek Micro Machines.
It is. And I can see it says the next generation, but the very top one does not look like the next generation. It looks like you've got a limited edition Enterprise A as well, which is from the original film series.
Oh, wow. This is wicked.
Oh, look at that. So turn it around so I can see. So yeah, look at that.
Yes, it's the Enterprise A.
You've got the Enterprise E. It's got a Borg cube, a Ferengi ship.
That's a D, apparently.
Yes, the Enterprise D, isn't it? Yeah. You've got the shuttlecraft. It looks like you've got one of the... It's not the Bird of Prey. It's the D-12 class battle cruiser or something like that.
Well, the Klingon.
Yeah.
It's a Vorcha attack cruiser.
Oh, okay. And what's the Romulan one? I can never remember what the
Romulan...
Warbird. Warbird.
And they've got the Ferengi Marauder.
Yeah.
Shuttlecraft, the Borg cube.
And the funny thing is the Star Trek shuttlecraft looks like it could take on all of them.
Yeah, it looks like the thrusters look like giant rocket ship pods, don't they?
Oh, that is fucking
what's
amazing.
The number of crew capacity for the Enterprise D?
Oh God, 1,000?
Oh, close, mate. 1,016.
I knew it was
16
about...
people between friends.
Yeah.
Warp maximum warp?
9.5.
Oh, 9.7. What's the maximum warp on the Borg cube?
Nothing can get past 9.7.
9.9.
Hang on. What's threshold?
Oh, Threshold might be 9-9.
Yeah, Threshold. What's Threshold?
So they're all getting muted inside the Borg cube.
Exactly. Hang on a moment, ladies and gents.
What's the maximum speed of a shuttlecraft?
Warp. It is warp. I want to say it's just warp 1.
2.
Oh, is it 2? Is it?
Yeah.
It rhymes with poo.
Number of crew in the Klingon attack cruiser?
62.
Or 450.
Oh, wow. Okay, more than I thought.
So armaments of a Borg cube unknown, superior to the Enterprise D.
That is absolutely
Thank
phenomenal.
You so much, guys. This is wicked. And it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, keeping it in the box is really nice, but I want to get them out.
Yeah, you want to get them out and run around your living room and go, wee, I'm Captain Picard!
I've just got to keep tea away from them.
Well, yeah, that's...
Like, oh, I'm going to play with these, and then you know you're not.
And then you've got ships that have no nacelles, so basically Discovery.
Yeah, basically turn them all into Discovery ships. Wow, that is amazing. Thank you very much, guys.
That is a very, very cool. I'm very, very envious.
I've got like some weird memory of having this as a kid.
No way, really?
Yeah, I've got some. I don't. Maybe someone else did, or my dad did, maybe, or someone. I'll have to show it to him and see if he remembers. I particularly remember the Borg cube. Maybe I just had one of the cubes.
So yeah, and you can tell that's proper Micro Machines because it's by Galoob before Hasbro took them over became not particularly Micro Machines.
Oh, it's a special limited edition collection number. It's got a collector's number.
Ooh.
15,399th.
Of one. Sorry, Borg joke. That is very cool.
Yeah, it's wicked. Thank you very much.
That
genuinely.
Actually tops my present, annoyingly. Karen, I have a problem with you now. I will come to Wales and find you. I'll come and find you in the valley. Anyway, have a card. Oh, look at the skill there. It flew like perfect frisbee.
Right in my hands.
Okay, this is
Is this another ball drop joke?
No. It's you'll see what it is. I quite enjoyed this one, but I don't think you'll be able to put it out on display.
Are you mature? Yes, no. And this will say no, but B at the end and draw a cock.
Yeah.
So it says yes, knob.
What can I say? It's a classic that doesn't get old.
Happy birthday, you old git. Have a great day. Love, Tom, Jem, K and T.
There we go.
Oh,
I like
you.
That card. It did. Made me laugh as soon as
it's
I saw
like,
it.
You just look at it, it gives you a nice smile. T's going to like this because you know what he really likes? The Santa Claus that Compton got us last year.
Oh, God, yeah.
He still sees that because it's on my Shelf of Wonders.
Shelf of Wonders. I love that name. Right, let me throw you your first one and it will probably give you an idea of what the present is. Oh, he's giving it a shake.
Sounds Lego-ish. Lego adjacent, certainly.
Which
I love the
he's just realizing the wrapping paper. I went out and specially bought it this evening.
Paw Patrol wrapping paper. I really appreciate that actually. Yeah, I like that.
Oh well, I was nearly thinking what else could I do in tonight's
look at
show?
This. You know what? I look at these all the time. So it is the Lego Botanicals. I look at these, so this is an orchid.
It is
looks
an orchid.
Like, yeah. Is this gonna turn me into something?
No.
We're going to blend.
Oh,
I look
God,
at these
no.
all the time and think, I quite like these, to be fair.
Well, it started off that originally I was getting you the bonsai tree.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you had a fatality with your bonsai tree.
It died, yeah.
So I thought, well, I think that's not a bad idea. And then could I get the fucker in time? No, I couldn't. So you've got that. And then let me toss you off. I mean, toss this one over. Oh, that was a bad throw. That was on me, ladies and gents.
And I only
bad
slightly
throw.
Chinned the microphone.
But I know you appreciate Lego.
I do. You know what? I wasn't into it until T got into it.
No.
And well, now I am like, actually, this I'm enjoying it.
I know you appreciate Lego, but I also know that you appreciate your flowers and your
these
plants.
Are cool.
And I thought, well, you can't kill these.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah. No, I do. Oh, thank you, mate. These are great. I'm going to do all these tomorrow.
I don't know what that one's called, but I thought that one looked...
It's a chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum. Yeah. I thought that one looked particularly pretty.
Yeah, no, it's wicked. I grow these.
And I think they're about 300 pieces each. So they're not a big build, but they're...
18 plus.
Yes. So you can insert it.
That would break apart, wouldn't it, if you put that in?
Can I have an x-ray, please? I've got a Lego chrysanthemum up my arse.
Oh, thanks, mate. No, I love all that. These are great. Thank you very much.
Oh, well.
Much appreciated. It thank
just
you.
Leaves me to play you the birthday song.
God fucking hell.
As we say goodbye to Robert's 30s, we come together to welcome him to those 40s, where his knees will give way, his back will hurt, and hemorrhoids, yes, hemorrhoids, are round the corner.
I've already got those.
I once bought Angel Delight from a man on the street. It was amazing. Someone later told me it was Angel Dust instead. Oops.
These men thought that using cow vibration would give them a creamy milkshake. However, that can often cause farm animal bone rattling. All they really needed was Angel Delight milk and a fridge. Angel Delight, the easy-to-make milkshake type thing.
Fucking well, just entertaining myself there. That was gold. That was fucking gold.
Put it away and then we'll get on then. Anyway, welcome to the Angel Delight Challenge. Now, I have, before you came over, made 4 pots of Angel Delight. One of them has come in.
One of them is not like the others.
One of them is not like the others. It's a bit more creamy.
Which is the one crawling around. That's
the one. A bit more salty. No, there's Audi, own version of Angel Delight, mm-hmm. and there's Angel Delight. And what we're going to do, I know which ones are which. You are going to see if you can, A, identify the proper brand, and then we're going to talk about flavours, because obviously strawberry is the shittest.
No, it's the nicest.
Butterscotch is the nicest. And that's why we're tasting butterscotch and strawberry Angel Delight. Now, I don't think you're going to notice anything different in the mic, but I am standing up for this session because I'm going to be I'm going to be moving between me and Rob, making sure that he takes a nice big spoonful.
I don't think I'm going to like the butterscotch one. I'm really nervous. It's going to make me feel really sick.
Oh, the butterscotch one is the best. No, stop it. Oh, dear. It's my favourite one. Obviously, strawberry's your favourite. I'll be really intrigued to see if you can spot it. Now, to make this fair, the Audi one is exactly the same pack size and same way you make it. So it's 59 gram packs, mm-hmm. and you make it with 300 ml of water. Milk. Fuck's sake. My brain is not working today. I really apologise. I've made these in exactly the same way. So they've had half the powder, weighed on a scale, and only 150 ml of milk. Okay. They've then been whisked for the same amount of time. And what really blows me away, now, mm-hmm. you're obviously school year, very, very similar. we grew up in an age.
Being that I was the year below you at school.
Angel Delight had to go in the fridge when you made it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't anymore.
What?
You just leave it to set for 5 minutes. It only needs cold milk. It doesn't.
Yeah, but you want it cold.
It's got to go in the fridge. I still put it in the fridge. I will not accept it not going in the fridge.
I don't want warm Angel Delight.
But the fact is, I made the butterscotch one, the official one, and by the time I'd made it and got it to the fridge, it was already getting solid. It's like, this is weird. So take a look at them. Yeah, you can stand up and have a look and see. First of all, if you look at them, which do you think is the fake and which do you think is the real? Now, to me, they all look pretty similar. Ooh, okay. So he's chosen the middle two of those. So he's chosen the one in the dark pink, which is also pink inside, the strawberry Angel Delight pudding, as possibly the fake, just going on the look. And then there's a light blue one that's got butterscotch inside. And he said that is also the fake.
Well, they both look more bubbly. They both have a noticeably different texture than the other two.
Angel Delight was always bubbly.
Yeah, bubbly, but I always felt maybe just the way my mum would make it, the bubbles were kind of bigger, but less of them.
Was your mum putting it inside a soda stream?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen big bubbles.
No, but that's a lot of small bubbles, those two in the middle.
Right. Oh, okay. No, fair enough. Well, which one would you like to start with? Do you want to start with your favourite strawberry?
No, I'm going to go straight for a butterscotch.
Okay. Do you want light pink?
In the blue.
Or in the blue. Okay. He's not putting one in the pink, ladies and gents.
I'm going straight for the blue. Blue balls. Right. Can I give it a huff?
You can give it a huff. I'm away from the mic a fair bit here, so backwards and forwards. So how much am I
supposed to take?
All of it. As much as you want.
Oh, I don't. It's got like a...
I would suggest a spoon.
It's got a top.
Well, I think that's it's just the bubbles that have come up. They do recommend, both packs recommend you use an electric whisk to do it. I had to use a hand whisk because I didn't want to wake anyone up.
All ready?
Okay, he's going for a spoon of it. And I'm going to go over and get my spoon of it. Why are you laughing at me, you Ben?
I took a reasonable spoon and I've just gone and looked at how much you fucking took. A third of the fucking thing's gone.
Today's episode should be titled Rob Laughing.
Wait, is that a clue to which one's the proper angel to lie?
No, not at all, because I like both.
Okay, I'm going to go for the other butterscotch nut one now, please.
Okay, what did you make of that one, first of all?
It tastes like, well, Werther's original, isn't it?
It is a Werther's choker.
It was nice enough. I could never eat that bowl. One spoonful of that was enough.
Okay, and by the way, ladies and gents, none of these are the sugar-free variant. That's just evil.
Yeah,
Why would you do that?
Why would we want that? I don't want cancer.
Let me press pause and we'll come back in a moment.
Noticeably tastes different to me. That tastes like burnt toffee.
Yes, more like a cinder toffee.
Yeah, thicker consistency, much thicker. They definitely are two noticeably different products.
So all four pass the wobble test. They all look the same. Neither of them are more watery or what you typically get with cheaper kind of jellies and mousses. They're a lot more of a looser sort of thing. Not the case in this. They are identical in every way until you put that spoon in. As you say, the second one we've just had, other than the darker colour, it's probably a more pleasant yellowy, orangey kind of colour, mm-hmm. a golden colour. It's got a more lighter, airy texture to it. Whereas the other one feels, I think the Americans would describe it as pudding.
Yeah.
It hasn't got the air bubbles in it. It's more of a smooth pudding texture. Whereas the light pink one is, yeah, as you said, it's a bit lighter. I can't describe it any better than that.
Yeah, noticeably different. I preferred the taste of the first one, if I'm honest. I'm not liking the aftertaste of this second one.
Okay, right.
I'm not going to make a decision on which is the Aldi one. Yet.
Okay, right. Well, I'm going to press pause and I'm going to hand you whichever strawberry one you want. The white one or the pink one?
Pink one, please.
Okay. Can I get a where's the flavour?
No, it tastes like strawberry. Now, yeah, quite a master one. Now, that tastes very similar to the one that my mum made me. Well, made my eldest niece, which I had some of. and she does shop at Aldi. So, could very well be the Aldi one.
That tastes very much like a really weak strawberry milkshake.
But it does taste quite mild, which is why I'm leaning towards it being, well, I want to say Aldi, but that's flummoxed us quite a few times. I've got a feeling thing I might have this wrong, because originally I was thinking those two middle ones, so the first butterscotch and that one.
Right.
Were the Aldi ones, but actually, historically in this, I've always preferred the Aldi stuff, and they've tasted better in every way. So I think actually I might just straight up have it the wrong way around, and whichever one I end up take like the taste of more, it's probably going to be the Aldi one.
Okay, well, we've got one more strawberry one to go. Let's give that a try.
Okay, I much, much prefer that strawberry one over the other one.
Has more flavour.
Way more flavour.
It's more like a McDonald's strawberry milkshake than just a wheat.
Absolutely, that's what it tastes like.
It's a strawberry McDonald's milkshake. The other one feels like you ran out of Crusher or you've gone to your nan who doesn't believe in giving sugary stuff. So she's got Crusher, but she only does a quarter of the amount that you meant to put in there.
Okay, so...
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
I mean, I had two spoonfuls of that one. I think that the Aldi one is the two middle ones. I'm going to stick with that.
Okay, so you think...
The first butterscotch one, I think, was Aldi, and the first strawberry one, I think, was Aldi. Now, I'm only saying that just because I'm recognising the textures and taste of that second Strawberry one.
Yeah.
Maybe there's just a nostalgia part of me that thinks that's the one I remember. That's got to be the original Angel Delight. And because looking at the four of them together, two look the same and from the other two. So, and because that, if I've got it the wrong way around, I fully apologise to Aldi and they will reclaim the crown of being one of the best places to get these things.
Well...
But right now, I think...
The Aldi powders cost 49 pence. Mm-hmm. They're easier to open than the new Angel Delight packets, whereas Angel Delight is anywhere between 79p and £1 something now in Tesco's. The blue and the white bowl, so the two bowls nearest you, so the blue one was the butterscotch,
yeah,
and the white bowl is the strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Were Aldi.
No way.
They are the Aldi.
The nicest tasting ones of both.
100%.
Wow, I'm so sorry, Aldi. Absolutely. Tear now, me a new one, Aldi.
The one thing I'll say...
Enter me now.
I don't think you'll get that in a crap aisle. Oh, wait, we're talking about Rob's one. The texture's slightly odd. That's the only difference I'd say. Compared to... Having eaten Angel Delight all my life, I'm used to that. I know what I was thinking now. Yes, light is what you said. Mm. It's more granulated.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Although it doesn't taste like granulated sugar, if you look at it, it looks granular almost. And yeah, the flavours of the Aldi one, for me, are better. I prefer the butterscotch.
I can't believe how different the strawberry one's
tastes. The strawberry one hasn't got a weird aftertaste. It's got a lovely strawberry just overtone.
Yeah.
Whereas the Angel Delight, where's the flavour for the strawberry one?
No, it's not there, is it? Very mild. The and strawberry said, walked past I it. Really, I'm strawberry.
I really made sure I measured out the powder exactly so it was fair. Because I would have said, if I hadn't done that, I would have said, you put too much milk in that one. Or you didn't put enough powder in. But no, pardon me. It was all done with a scale, 100%. That is not good. Butterscotch Angel Delight, on the other hand, I still love it.
Mm-hmm.
I will finish that off before the end of the night, but I prefer the Aldi.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to have to ask my mum which one that she brought for my niece, because that is the one that the Aldi one is what it tasted like, but also how I remember it tasting like. Really strong taste. So clearly, when I was having it as a kid, I had the... rubbish one, because Aldi didn't exist.
Well, no, don't forget, things have changed. We're not allowed sugar in things anymore. Without getting political, we're not allowed to put things in our body that we want to. So we're not allowed sugar. We're not allowed Nando's unlimited Coca-Cola anymore.
If I want to shove a Lego chrysanthemum up my ass, I'm allowed to plug one up.
Well,
my
guess
ass.
What? They're not going to do anything about that. But sugar, that's a no-no. And I think Angel Delight's been hit by that, by the whole sugar tax, the be healthy side. So even though it's not their sugar-free one, which they do, I don't think it's as nice as it used to be. I think there is a difference to how it used to be. And I don't know if that's just nostalgia glasses.
Yeah.
Or now that there's something better, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go with the better stuff.
Oh, Aldi one was far superior. I'm so sorry. So Aldi Angel Delight, what do they call it?
Oh, I have no idea. It's just in the baking aisle.
Okay, we have to find out what they call it. Because since they're ruling the roost with their Titan bars, now
yeah,
they're
really
ruling
are.
The roost on the
oh, yeah, I forgot about that giant chocolate bar test we did. Aldi won that pretty much straight versus Mars bar.
Yeah.
What I will say as well, the one thing I'll say about Aldi is they've only got butterscotch, strawberry, chocolate. Angel Delight over the past, although you can't get it right now, they have had other flavours. So they had chocolate, which I always thought was a bit ropey.
Yeah.
They had chocolate mint, which was fucking amazing.
I bet that's good.
That was proper amazing. Mm. And they've had, no one does banana ones
anymore. I was
going
to say banana.
There used to be a banana one. Don't
New banana or old banana?
Well, who knows? I'd like them to do a vanilla one. I reckon that would be quite nice.
I would like that too. But the thing about vanilla, you don't want it too strong.
No, I don't know. I quite like strong vanilla. Anyway, this isn't about who likes
this is what
vanilla.
They don't have.
Yeah.
It's what they do have.
Scoring. Right. Aldi strawberry. 2-6. Go.
Aldi strawberry. 5 point nostalgically berrylish.
5 point berrylicious.
Mm-hmm.
Aldi butterscotch.
Well, comparing to the other one, it was like fucking it's like it'd be serving Buckingham Palace compared to the other one, in my opinion. But I didn't like Butterscotch. But I'll give it a 4.
Okay, fair enough.
4 points sit on my knee, little boy.
I'm not going to give it quite a 6 because I think there are just better things out there, full stop. I'm still going to give that, though, a 5. That's going to be a 5 point, a Werther's choker. Mm-hmm. Okay, Angel Delight Strawberry. Thoughts?
3 point, where's the strawberry?
I'll join you on that. 3 point, did you forget the strawberries?
Yep.
And finally, then, Angel Delight Butterscotch.
2 point, you left it on the pan too long.
You see, I'll disagree with you on that one. Mine's going to have to be a 4 point, nostalgia glasses make this good.
Okay. It tasted burnt to me.
Hang on. We actually got a voice memo for this episode. From a listener. No way.
Hi, Tom. Sorry, it's so late to reply to you, but I had to find somewhere quiet to send this message. Somewhere where no one would hear me. Because it's a deep, dark secret. My favourite Angel Delight flavour is banana. God, no, they found me!
Remember the shit that I bought? Remember, did you give it a thought? Remember, it's probably tat, that's all.
Woo! Yes, ladies and gents, it's the segment that we first came up with on this podcast. It's one of the very first things we did. Do You Remember is back. And I just thought, well, we haven't done one for a while. You've got Star Trek bloody micro machines, which would have won you a point because I hadn't thought about them.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you a point for that, though.
Well, it wasn't me. It's Karen.
She's not getting a point either.
Yeah. The listeners get points when we don't get it. Wasn't that one?
Yeah,
yours?
But she hadn't sent it in for Do You Remember, though. So she's shit out of luck.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
Because I can't remember who went first last time.
Okay, I'll go first. So, my Do You Remember is a television show.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Okay.
4 series.
Only 4 series? Okay. What year?
91.
Okay. Ooh,
94,
early.
96, and 99. Where went all the, I've got the Wikipedia open.
Oh.
So, they're the span of a decade.
Animation or not animation?
No. Real life people.
91, 94, 96, and 99.
And that is a... according to this, it's a British black comedy.
Interesting.
As soon as I play the theme tune, sing the theme tune, you'll know it.
Not Maid Marian, is it?
No, because the name is in the intro instantly. It's like Art Attack.
It's like Art Attack, is it? Oh, okay. Well, I think you should go ahead and play it.
Is it ready for me to press play?
It's ready for you to press play.
Why didn't that come through?
I've got no idea because I'm not seeing anything on here. It's... Oh, maybe if I pressed unmute. Let's try that one again, shall we?
That was so loud.
Oh, my ear.
Why was that so loud?
I've got no idea. It wasn't even at the volume level we normally have it.
I turn my phone down too. Right, ready?
Yeah. I'm scared.
Well, it's already said the name. Murder Most Horrid with Dawn French.
I never watched it.
You don't know it?
I don't know
it. Oh, no.
To say I don't know it's wrong. I know the name of it. Now you said it's Dawn French, I vaguely remember that. I never watched it.
Yeah, so BBC.
So you obviously get a point because I knew it existed, but I would never have fucking thought of it because I've never watched the fucking thing.
Yeah, so it's 24 episodes total.
Oh, you see, I was expecting kids' TV, you see. So that's what's really thrown me. Okay.
So I was just in the kitchen the other day before you said about Do You Remember? And I just started singing the theme tune, just completely random. I hadn't thought about
As
it
you
in
do.
Years. And Miranda was like, oh my God, how are you pulling this out your ass?
I wonder if it's on any of the streaming services.
It is. It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Yeah,
it'll
be on the iPlayer probably as well because it's BBC.
Well, I was just thinking, I'm going to look at Just Watch because obviously that's an app that everyone should have now after the episode we talked about.
So that was the intro for season 3, episode 4, was that the one that I just played you.
Murder Most Horrid. Oh,
I can't believe how fucking loud
that is. Oh, God, look how young she looks.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, it's not available anywhere. Oh, sorry, Murder Most Horrid is not available at the moment.
Well, I've got an episode here on YouTube, so I think they're on YouTube.
Oh, I'll have to watch that at some point, or buy a VHS and stick up on YouTube myself, which will probably still be allowed compared to your TikTok version of Hegemony. Wow, okay, absolutely 1 point for you there.
Blown my ears off.
Yeah, blown my fucking ears off again. So this is what I bought. I bought it from eBay. And this is possibly, it's not Fruit and Fibre, don't worry.
I was going to say, yeah.
I haven't actually bought a box of Fruit and Fibre.
Okay.
I have bought, it's made by Tomy, the best toy company
yep,
known to
man. Yeah, you know Tomy, we're familiar.
It is. Let me open it the right way so you can actually see what it is. Drawing it out now. It
upside
is.
Upside down.
Is it upside down? Oops, so it is. It's the Barcode Battler.
Oh, I don't know what that is at all.
Oh my God, how can you not? Oh, for fuck's sake. This was like a mid-90s amazing toy. So what this is, the Barcode Battler is exactly what the name suggests. It creates monsters and characters based on barcodes.
Oh, that sounds cool.
So you swipe the barcode at the bottom and it will tell you what your energy, your attack and your defense is.
Okay.
And then you scan another card and you battle it. And basically you can do...
Was it randomly generated, or was it based on the numbers?
It's based on the numbers. So from what I understand, it was based on EAN barcodes. They gave you... This one seems to be part German, part English.
Oh, that's how I like my barcode battling to be done.
Oh, absolutely. A little bit of a...
By the Führer.
Oh, wow. Look, it's got the original manual. And look, here's one of the original... It's the fucking German version. I've got Liebenspunk. And that's not even me. You saw me. I have Liebenspunk.
Oh,
apparently
like
that's Mandrake. It's got an English label on the back. So this seems to have been imported from Germany. And then they've stuck UK labels on the back of them. So look.
Brilliant.
Infrarot Brill. Infrared glass. Wear this strategic sighting device to make defense considerably easier. So that increases your defense.
This is like Yu-Gi-Oh.
What does Liebenspunk do? Pregnancy. Yeah. When traditionally prepared, this mystical root possesses life-enhancing properties. It can be stored until needed, often in do-or-die situations. It's Mandrake, just like Barry Trotter. We've got fake Yoda called Yodin.
Oh, look at him.
If information is power, then Yodin must despite...
What?
If information is power, then Yodin must, despite his small stature, demand your full respect.
Punctuation is key.
He will give you vital information, but what he has to say will be said only once, so listen well. He's not going to say a fucking thing.
Only one shall say, I do.
Look. We have XF Rüstung, otherwise known as XF Armor, a synthetic suit of armor designed to resist both blade and spear, even when wielded by... So basically, I think the idea is you. It's a two-player game. Mm-hmm. You both start off with set kind of energy, defense, and attack, and then you bring your own cards. Now, the idea of this was meant to be back
in the
90s.
Bring a bag of Walker's crisps?
You could use your own barcode. So I don't know if there's any of the original cards in there, but there used to be blank cards for you to stick your own barcodes on.
Pack of condoms.
Now, talking about that, a lot of people said it was very hit and miss with barcodes. Now, we live in a day and age that I work for a company that has to generate barcodes quite regularly.
Oh, so you found the perfect barcode.
All I need is what is called the EAN product code. And that's what a barcode is. That number at the bottom of a barcode is the EAN code.
Mm-hmm.
And they are listed on most product web pages, including that of Love Honey.
Okay.
So
we
are going to stream this. Love Honey is the place to go and buy your sex toys from.
Like Ann Summers?
Yeah, but basically take Ann Summers and actually sell it at a decent price.
Right, okay.
Now, Love Honey has the EAN product codes. I have a barcode making tool that means I can put it in and it gives me the exact barcode. We are going to stream at some point playing the Barcode Battler
with products from Love
Sex
Honey.
Toys.
Yes,
will a
yes,
butt,
yes,
will,
yes.
Will a butt plug give you energy or will it give you defense?
Oh, I like the sound
Who
of this.
Who knows?
I like the sound of this. Great.
So I thought we'd have a bit of a play with that and I will print
and
off
then
a
we'll
load.
Get the barcode out.
What a great Do You Remember, ladies and gents.
You're right, Jem. Glad you're listening.
Oh, no. Anyway, I don't get a point because you hadn't even heard of the fucking thing.
I've never heard
thing.
Of that thing. Sorry, mate. Never
prick.
Heard of it. Didn't recognise it on the box.
I'm really surprised because it was a huge thing. It was really kind of around the era of Power
That's
Rangers.
What she said.
It was always on the Christmas adverts and Barcode Battler and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, if you don't remember it, you don't remember it. It's fine. I'll accept it. I just won't play Do You Remember again. That's how it works. I'll never let him win, ladies and gents. While I was on eBay, I did buy one more thing. This isn't a Do You Remember thing.
Okay. In that big brown bag. Oh, it's a cardboard.
It's a cardboard box. And it's been well packaged, and I really wish I'd opened this beforehand. So you remember last episode we were talking about the song challenge, and I was saying about how EJ had loads of versions of EJ, including the PS2 one and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I spotted this for £3.49. It is...
Oh, so cool. Look at that.
Hip-hop EJ in its big box.
Wow.
And the amazing thing on this was, other than the fact that it used just the standard EJ kind of style of using tracks and putting music onto there, it also had mixing desks in there that you could use.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, I'm not going to let you look any closer at the box, because one of the other things that came with them... By the way, look, Fast Track, that was the company I did work experience with. Let me just open this up. Because there is something very special inside this. There is...
A record.
A vinyl.
Mm.
Which, let me just put that there. With PXD Music Soft and Hip Hop EJ. And it had actually got music on it.
Right. So as we said, has anyone ever made any songs that's been released?
No, they haven't. None has ever made the chart. I did look that one up. But no, what it was meant for was, yes, you could play it. But there was something else you could do with it. And it comes with this big, big sheet of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the hole. I finally got it in. Shut it. And then these came with it. And
some
I
little
think
black.
These go up this
rectangles.
Side.
He's poking through this ginormous square plate.
So it's got an enormous black square plate. It has a little nubbin in the middle that you can put the record on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do this with the record.
Scratching, yeah.
And then you've got this little black clip up here. Have you got any idea what this was for?
No. Microphone or a mouse?
Oh, but why would you put a mouse there?
for the IR sensor underneath. So when you're scratching it, you
can
scratch the dial.
So when you're doing
your
own scratching,
that's so cool.
You could use that to scratch.
Would it have been a roller wheel, though?
No, I think
it would.
I don't know,
It would
know,
have
actually.
Been the light. Oh, that is so clever. What a very clever little thing that is.
Oh, look, there you go. Fast Track Software Publishing, 26 Green Hill Crescent, Watford Business Park, Croxley Green.
Brilliant.
Now, oh, you know...
They've been doxed.
Well, they don't exist anymore. Oh, hang on. Hang on a moment.
There's no disc in there.
Excuse me. That fucking better be in that box. It's not, you know. You prick.
You have to have a go at him for that.
To be fair, I didn't read the actual thing. It may be that it's not actually got the disc.
There's no disc. Can't try it.
Oh, also available Hip Hop EJ Sample Kits, Volume 1 Breakdance, Volume 2 Unplugged. Oh, that is...
You need a record player. I haven't got a record player.
No, I haven't got a record player either, but isn't that such a cool idea?
Yeah, that is a brilliant, nifty little thing. They don't do stuff like that now, do they?
No, you don't get anything like that. Now you get an overly complex controller that you've got to be perfect with. And
I've got a, you know, like Guitar Hero. I've got a DJ Hero.
The DJ Hero one. And I had a go on it. I could not work out what the fuck I was meant to be doing.
I was never very good at it either. It was difficult. It didn't always really work. And I think now it's a... Oh, Jeff, we did it, didn't we? I think a lot of mine needs to be resold and stuff. I think it's all oxidized. somehow.
Yeah, very possibly. And it just never beat Guitar Hero. Yeah. It's like Band Hero as well, or Rock Band, or whatever
Rock
it was
band
called.
It was called.
It just didn't beat Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero was so simplistic. You chose the level you were comfortable with, and the guitar just worked. Whereas Rock Band, you had someone on the drums, you had the two guitars, you had the microphone going for it. Then DJ Hero came along, and you really had to understand what was going on the screen. And it just, I didn't like it. Whereas Guitar Hero had a great set of tracks, and it just worked.
Original and best.
Oh, 100%.
A new segment, amazing. Personally, I would keep the 90s, plastic whistles, neon colours and poppers. I had a great time.
All right, ladies and gents, we have come nearly to the end. This is going to be a segment I'm going to run every episode until I get bored, basically. And we are going to call it, for the time being, Was It Best Left in the 90s?
It's not as good as your massively other long name.
No, the one that we never finished.
Oh, yeah, we're not meant to talk about the game that should not be named.
Yeah, oopsie. We should probably revisit that and see if we can work out a better way of doing it in just one episode, or a bonus episode maybe. But anyway, can't remember what we called it. What was it best left in the 90s? That's what we called this one. So I was listening to random 90s music, and all of a sudden a song started playing. And a little bit in the back of my mind went, oh, shit, I remember this. And it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. It wasn't good at all. Now, let me open up my notes and I'll see. I doubt, very much doubt, you're going to remember this song. But your job, Rob, in any of these instances of the segment is to say, or argue with me. If I think we should keep it, you need to argue with me and say why we don't keep it. Or if you think we should keep it and I don't, we'll do the alternate. Right. But we might also both say, let's not keep this. So this was in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And it peaked at 14 in the chart.
Wow. Okay.
It did brilliantly. Now, 1997, why does that number sound familiar, Rob?
1997?
Think about last episode. Why is it?
Something to do with Spice Girls?
Well, yes, it was girl power.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl group called Vanilla. Do you remember Vanilla?
Not off my head. No, I'm sure I'm going to know this song, though, aren't I?
Do you remember the Muppets?
Yeah, I remember the Muppets.
Do you remember? Mana, mana, doo, 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 doo.
Yes.
Well, that was a popular. Well, I wouldn't say a popular song, but it was a song.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a French song, and yeah, the Muppets made it very famous. Well, Vanilla thought they could make that same song famous.
No.
So let's have a little bit of Vanilla and see what we all think of it. And obviously you won't hear as much of me and Rob, but we'll put YouTube links in so you can go and listen to the whole thing.
Mana, mana. Oh no. You can tell it's 90s, mana, just from mana. That bit.
No way, no way. Mana, mana. No way, no way.
Oh, I fucking remember it.
Oh, he does. He's cringing.
No way,
no way.
Oh.
Mana, mana.
I can see. I think I can see the video as well.
Get fresh with me.
Oh, no. They can't sing. They can't sing. They can't sing. Who did they fuck to get this record done? Or is it like... Are we... We said this very word on the Sci-Fi show. Nepo babies. Who are their parents?
No way, no way.
Mana, mana.
No, dreadful. Dreadful. Oh, God.
Mana, mana.
Look. Everyone knows. Sorry, CJ, this is going to upset you. Everyone knows who listens to the show. You and I, musically, not the most talented. Particularly when it comes to singing. I reckon you and I could record this. Much better. No way, no way.
Mana, mana. No way, no way.
Mana, mana. What are the words? Okay, right. Pause it. No. Let's get the words.
Well, ladies and gents, you wanted it. Rob decided to do it. Take it away, big boy.
No way, no way.
Mana, mana.
No way, no way.
Mana, mana.
No way, no way.
Mana, mana.
Not today.
Don't get fresh with me.
We're always together.
Never apart.
Sisters through and through.
We're only out for fun.
To give the boys their run.
We'll give you a good kicking, you cunt.
Look at the lyrics further down. We share each other's secrets. Don't take things to heart. Friendship, that will always be true. We're looking for the guys who can take us to new highs. Sex appeal. Intelligence, too. No way, no way. Ah, if you got the cheek to think you can buy me with one drink.
No.
You're living in a dream world, boy.
It gets
Go
worse.
Go buy yourself another toy.
Did you hear what that guy just said to me? Ha ha. Oh, don't tell me. I could have any girl here, but it's your lucky night. No way. He said that to me last week. Well, actually, I think he's kind of sweet.
No way.
Chlamydia.
No, man. Not
no
today.
Way, no way.
Don't get fresh with me.
Gonorrhea. Yeah. Do you want to keep that one then?
No, fuck off.
It's that time again. I love you. I really do. My love for you is more than that of the boys, but I have to go. This show is really about me, not those two. I know you only listen for my dulcet tones. I'll see you in the next episode, okay? Mwah, mwah.
Ladies and gents, that's the end of another show. First of all, we want to extend our thanks to all our Ko-fi supporters. Your money helps us do weird shit like this, and it helps us do it well. So to you, we very, very much thank you to John, Karen, James. Honestly, couldn't do the show without you. Couldn't do the show without any of our listeners. So thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you very much. I've got a public service announcement, actually.
Oh.
To do the show. Sad news. It's to do with the Untitled Sci-Fi Show. I've got to make an apology on behalf of Tom for some foul language that was not edited out of the release.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I actually did. Even though I say in the episode I wasn't going to edit it out, I did intend to edit it out, but I couldn't find it. So when I re-listened to the entire thing today, I heard it. So during the Superman segment, when Tom says...
You can't. You absolute bell end.
I'm very sorry that you all had to hear that. I'm very sorry, especially to our Ko-fi donators. You deserve better, and Tom will try to be better for you. Thank you very much.
And I gave him birthday presents. You prick. Anyway, you can find more about the Variety Show and the shitty Untitled Sci-Fi Show on channel84.co.uk, where you can also find out about Lightly Used with Karen and Adam, who takes the socks off with shit rotten. You've thrown me.
How
you
dare.
Absolute monster.
How dare you do that?
You monster. I'm
Simon
so good
and
at this
Ross. How dare you?
Ross and Simon. Ross and Simon. Not Simon and Ross. Come on. Simon is our resident garage expert. We will have him on to discuss garage at some point, maybe, and whether we keep it in the 90s or not. You can find out, and Super AIDS Edward James. Find out all about those on channel84.co.uk. If you'd like to speak to us or find us on social media, go to channel84.co.uk. Click on the button that says talk to us, find our show, and you'll find all our social links there. If you would like to email me, it's tj@thevarietyshow.co.uk. If you would like to email Rob, don't. If you'd like to email both of us and send it to podcasts@channel84.co.uk.
I'm too busy in the winner's lounge making James and just constant cups of tea.
That is the end of the episode. Happy birthday for tomorrow, Rob.
Thanks,
which was
mate.
6 days ago when people are listening
to
this.
Thank you, Karen and Adam, for sending that gift. It was lovely.
And
thank you for your
gifts,
Tom. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And take care, everyone.
Love
Good night.
You. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.